My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We're going to show you part of what makes this community so great. So pull up a comfy spot, sit down, turn up the volume, and enjoy. Live in Studio 2A, very pleased to present our friend, Tom Walbank.
Was a song by Elmore James, a song called Look on Yonder's Wall. Next one is a tune by Muddy Waters. It's a song of his. It's called Long Distance Call. Sometimes you'll see you.
love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. Yeah, when I hear your voice, good morning. Yes, you know, Lord, it is my worried mind.
Swap up guitars now. I'm going to do slide down. Do a track of mine called Nighthawk Blues. I'm the night hawk, I'm the watchman. I'm winding watching from that line. Yeah, I'm the night hawk, I'm the watchman. Well, I'm winding watching from that line. Well, I'm seeing shooting stars in triplets. Yeah, there are multiples of nine. Well, I'm aware of that soft shuffle. Yeah, and decked out in life's attire. Yeah, now I'm aware of death's soft shuffle. Yeah, decked out in life's attire. Yeah, you're a trickster, you're a fixture. I will love you in my time. The day escape you, or did you own it to begin? Well, Lord, did you let the day escape you? Yeah, and did you own it to begin? Yeah, we'll relax, sit back, and pay the rent on the changing skin you're in.
My name is Matt Milner. I'm live in Studio 2A with Tom Walbank. Tom, thank you so much. It is always truly a pleasure to have you down here.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah, it's great to be here. Cheers.
So the occasion for the visit is that on Saturday, you're celebrating the release of your book, Picture the Blues, over at Mocha.
Yeah.
7 p.m. Is going to be that show. But this is the culmination of a lot of work. This is not a, you know, you roll out of bed one morning and just say, oh, I'm going to put out a little picture book here. I mean,
no.
tell people, I've got a beautiful copy in my hand, but tell people what this is. What is Picture the Blues?
Well, I started off when I was a teenager. I wanted to be a cartoonist. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be in comics. So I studied illustrating, mm-hmm. anatomy, you know, various things like that, cross-hatching, all these. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I fell in love with the blues, mm-hmm. and I picked up and I started learning harmonica, and it was just harmonica. Mm-hmm. And as I moved up from my hometown, this is in Devon in England, mm-hmm. when I was 19, I moved up to Edinburgh, Scotland. Mm-hmm. Because I had family up there, and I got more interested in playing music, and I thought, well, I don't want to give up art. Mm-hmm. I put far too much into it, you know, far too much. So I thought, well, how can I join the two? So I was like, one One day I did a picture of Booker White, and I did a picture of Dr. Ross. They're both in the book. But and I thought, I can keep doing portraits of blues players, you know. And recently I was thinking back to that sequence of events, and I was like, hold on a minute. And I remembered back to art college when I'd done a picture of Lightnin' Hopkins in the Sputnik Bar in Houston, and in my sketchbook, and that's the real start. But this is all like, it's not a history book, right. You know. It's not a history book. It's a picture book, and unapologetic. There's plenty of good blues history books out there. This is, if you like how a character looks, or you're interested, well, hopefully you'll do some back up and maybe go and find some of their music.
Right.
Maybe you haven't. I mean, a lot of people haven't heard of a lot of people in this book.
Sure.
You know, because why should they?
Well, you know, one of the things that I was really interested in, and this has been true, I mean, even before the book came out, I mean, obviously your art has been out there. It's been, you know, prominently around town, and I'm very happy to have one of your Hal Gelb paintings up in my house, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
That it was over at Wooden Tooth. But in any event...
Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah. Do you have a copy of the Locals Only t-shirt I did?
I don't. I've seen it.
Okay.
I have seen it, but I don't have my own copy.
I think that was 2001. I don't have a copy either.
So yeah, yeah. But
I see it occasionally around town. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that it's a great shirt. So, you know, what's interesting to me about this project is, you know, trying to kind of view it in relationship to your music and your role as an interpreter of blues music. And, you know, obviously a lot of what you play is original, but a lot of it is also interpretations of standards, covers. And, you know, I think of covers in music are a dialogue. You know, they say as much about the artist performing the cover as the artist being covered, and part of what's fun is as a listener is hearing that dialogue. In reading through and looking at these pictures, the same thing struck me, that it's I'm intrigued just trying to understand the dialogue between you and these musicians as evidenced by the way that you've represented them in here, because there's a wide range of styles as well. These are not, you know, you flip from page to page, and you know, sometimes it's a straight portrait, a close up of a face that if you looked at it, you wouldn't necessarily know, even though it was a musician. In other cases, it's very stylized in ways that brings in an overt way elements of their music, of prominent song lyrics, that sort of thing. So tell me. How is the relationship similar or different when you're interpreting an artist's work through the visual means that ended up in this book versus when you're covering like one of the songs that we heard tonight, for instance?
Interesting. I with the artwork, it's funny because sometimes there would just be a handful of photos of one of those blues artists.
Sure.
So to actually do a representational portrait, it was really hard.
Yeah.
So you got to squint your eyes and what are the prominent features? And then the rule of thumb, I would stick some of the music on while I was doing the artwork. And that's inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, just if it's a playful artist, you know, be a certain way. If it's a brooding artist, maybe the artwork could come out a different way.
Right.
But I would always have the rule of thumb that the family must be able to recognize them, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that was hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and they're all straight onto the paper as well. Mm-hmm. There's no pencil to make sure you get it right firsthand.
Right.
That joins in with the improvisational nature of the blues, you know?
Sure. Yeah, and tell me a bit about, you know, in terms of that that improvisational element to it. For some of these portraits that we have in here, you know, would you do 10, 15, 20 different versions before you kind of found what you're looking for? Or are some of these a first take, first cut through, you know, this is...
Oh, they're all first takes.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all first takes. Then, you know, that's... I dip the brush in the ink, uh-huh. and then I draw the picture. Yeah. You know, there's no... Like I say, there's no eraser. I've learned to say eraser.
Yeah.
pencil.
Uh-huh.
there's no safety net, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing myself, you know, it's like that was a test as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how, it is for blues training. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You're meant to be able to go in the studio. You're meant to be able to go in the studio and not make a mistake, mm-hmm. and just record the song. You know what I mean? Sometimes you make mistakes.
Sure.
You got to live with that.
Right.
You know. Yeah, it was enjoyable. I think a lot of the different characters come out.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some where there's maybe more than one picture, and that's probably mm-hmm. because of my reverence for that particular artist.
Sure. So Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Mocha. Yeah. You'll have copies of the book available. Will you perform on Saturday as well?
Yeah, I'll be playing probably with Tasha Bundy on drums.
Cool.
And maybe Gabe if he's in town. I'll have to give him a shout.
Sounds
good.
Mr.
Gabriel Sullivan. I think he's in town. Yeah, I'll be playing and. That's 7 till 9. That's 5. It's free if you're a member of Mocha, and it's $5 otherwise.
Terrific.
And yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hear another set here, and then we'll chat some more. But again, Tom Walbank celebrating the release of his new book, Picture the Blues. The release for that's going to be at Mocha on Saturday. Let's hear another set.
Wonderful.
Morning. Yeah.
your way. Yes, and I see you in the morning on your way to school.
All right, I'll do a little boogie now. This is a song I like to do. This is a tune by The Clash. It's a song called Guns of Brixton, but I mix in some, it's a bit of a gumbo. I mix in Jimmy Jazz, another tune by The Clash, and 007 Shantytown by Desmond Dekker. Forgot to mention I'm doing it in the style of John Lee Hooker. Probably apparent. Didn't sound like The Clash. All right, I'll do another slide song. This is I don't know if it's started already, but this is it's another Elmore James song. It's called The Sky Is Crying. The sky is crying. We're
Can't you see the tears, Lord, they're falling down the street? Yeah, Lord, the sky is crying. Well, can't you see the tears, Lord, they're falling down the street? Yeah, and I'm one of tears just looking for my baby. Yeah, and I wonder where can my baby be? Yeah, and I saw my baby one morning. Ooh, yeah, she was walking on down the street. Yeah, and I saw my baby one morning, people. She was walking on down the street. Yeah, man, she looked so good. Yeah, till my poor heart, Lord, it skipped a beat. Tears falling down my nose.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Tom Walbank. Tom, once again, thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, cheers.
So, during the last break, we were talking about the new book, Picture the Blues. The release is going to be on Saturday over at Mocha, starting at 7 o'clock. If by any chance someone can't make it down to Mocha on Saturday, is this book available online anywhere?
It isn't, but it's available. It'll be available in Antigone.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I'm going to approach Pop Cycle.
Great.
And there's probably a Wooden Tooth Records. I'm going to mm-hmm. get some copies in there. Perfect. So you'll be able to pick it up. It's $25. But well worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the plug on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The book is going to be available at some of those local outlets. And, you know, one thing that I've always loved about your music that you touched on in that last set with the gumbo, as you described.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of the Clash on there. And
yeah.
Desmond Dekker, is that, you know, you're drawing on a pretty wide palette of influences, both yeah. within the blues and outside the blues. And in this book as well, I mean, the blues is defined pretty broadly. In terms of the artists that are represented here, you've got folks, you got your Delta blues artists, you got Chicago blues artists, but there's also a little bit of Zydeco. There's, yeah. you know, other musical traditions that are circulating around kind of in the orbit of the blues.
Oh, yeah.
So you tell know? Me, what's the unifying principle for when you talk about the blues What ties those disparate threads together?
The blues is such a large canvas that it's really, it's like an impressionistic painting.
Yeah.
It's up to the viewer to get what they want from whoever's singing.
Yeah.
And relate to that way. So I never say, hey, you should listen. The best blues is Muddy and Lightning and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that, you know, that's my favorite stuff. But it's, you really can't say there's too many snobs in the blues, full stop. It's
right.
Like any genre where people where it's got a lot of history. I meet so many old punks,
mm-hmm,
who go, oh, it can't be this. It can't be that. Well, wasn't there, the whole point in the beginning was that there was no rules.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can play however you want. And there shouldn't be any rules. You know, you should just be attracted, as long as you do it with love.
Yeah.
And respect for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you try and convey emotion, mm-hmm, then you should, you know, everyone's got a license to play music, you know.
Yeah.
It's just three chords and the truth. You know?
Well, speaking of playing with love, you know, I wanted to take a moment to just let you talk for a moment about your friend and your longtime collaborator, Stefan George, as well. You had a very fruitful relationship musically, and really enjoyed the products of those collaborations. What can you tell people about, you know, what it was like to collaborate with him and a little bit about the man?
Buy his music.
Yeah.
Buy his music, you know what I mean? If you, mm-hmm, didn't, it's like you give flowers to someone while they're living, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's dead and gone. He can't get those flowers now.
Right.
I mean, I could say all kinds of things about his personality and how he is, but, you know, what's left is the music,
yeah,
and our memories of him,
mm-hmm,
while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit too close for me to comprehend,
sure,
and put into. Next question.
Yeah, thank I you. Understand. And the relationship that the blues has to loss, to coping with, you know, the hardest challenges in life. It's something that's inherent in the blues, and it's something that comes through both in your music and in these paintings that are in here as well. You know, I'll just be curious to know, when you were, you know, growing up over in Devon,
yeah,
What attracted a, you know, an English teenager all those years ago to this music that comes from a lot of hurt, comes from a lot of history, comes from a place of great richness? But what is it that sucked you in all those years ago?
I really couldn't tell you. Yeah. It just hit me like a punch in the face. You know,
yeah.
I was watching the Blues Brothers film. And
oh,
just
funny.
before the, I was like 14.
Yeah,
watching it on VHS.
Yeah,
and it got to that it was a street called Maxwell Street. It's just, mm-hmm, before they go into Aretha Franklin's restaurant.
Yeah,
and there's so much just great killer performances in that film.
It's true. Yeah,
the second film was garbage.
Yeah.
But
that's true as well.
Oh man, that stunk up the room. That
yeah.
But that first film's killer, you know, and John Lee Hooker comes on, he's singing Boom Boom Boom, and it's live, he's, mm-hmm, singing through this killer amp,
mm-hmm,
he's got a live band on the street behind him with luminaries such as Big Walter Horton, mm-hmm, who was just an amazing harmonica player, mm-hmm, and I was immediately like, I want to play that instrument, and I want to be involved in this thing here.
Right.
I leapt on the video player, shortly followed by my brother, kind of doing the Conor McGregor to the thing to my forehead, you know, like I'm getting beaten up for trying to fast,
sure,
forward to the end of the video to see who that was.
Oh.
And I find out who it was. Bless his heart, my brother actually bought me, it was my birthday, I think, coming up, and he bought me a blues album.
Wow.
which is called Sitting Here Thinking, which is a fantastic John Lee Hooker album. But it was too heavy. If you can, it's like, oh man, I'm really just falling in love with root beer. And someone says, hey, try this 12-year-old scotch.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is too much for me. Too much, too heavy.
Yeah.
And I got some Sonny Terry, and I learned how, it was a long period of time.
Sure. You know,
there wasn't the teaching aids back then, you know, the YouTube right. wasn't around.
Yeah.
But it meant you learned, you didn't learn through a filter. You didn't learn from someone saying, hey, this is how he goes. Mm-hmm. This is how he played it. Just listen to the record, and you there's no filter between you and the what guy you want to sound like,
right?
You know, it's like everyone has their influences. You know, Muddy Waters wanted to sound like Robert Johnson and Son House. Mm-hmm. Robert Johnson wanted to sound like Son House, Lonnie Johnson, Kokomo, Arnold, Petey Wheatstraw, Skip James. Mm-hmm. I could go on, but you know, sure. So everyone's got their influences, but it comes out of your body sounding like you. Mm-hmm. Eventually,
right?
Eventually is the word.
Right.
You know, I hear tapes of me singing, and when I'm in my 20s,
uh-huh.
and it's like, oh boy, it's like, oh, cutie cue.
Yeah,
you know? Grab my little cheek.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, you know, I have to say, you're one of my favorite guests that we've ever had on the show. I'm so happy to have you back. And
oh. Before I, Hoco Fest.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Friday night, after Roger Klein, uh-huh. and before Chicha Dust, we're having the grand reunion of Tom Wolbank and the Ambassadors.
Oh, terrific.
So
right.
if anyone has a good memory of back in the day,
uh-huh.
rocking the Red Room, rocking Shays,
yeah.
there's Mr. Dimitri Manos and Mr. Mike Bajessi.
Excellent.
So come along.
All right. On that note, we're going to let Tom wrap things up here. Don't forget, Saturday, 7 o'clock, Mocha for the book release, Picture the Blues. Tom, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Just like a baby child.
Yeah, there ain't nothing I do to please her. Yeah, and just to make that young woman feel satisfied. And I say this to you. Yeah, and I don't care if you get mad. You're just about the prettiest little thing that I've ever had. She's 19 years old. Sure got the way, just like a baby child. Yeah, it ain't nothing I do to please her. Yeah, just to make that young woman feel satisfied. Solo now. It's called Whooping the Blues. I'm talking about starting off with the harmonica. That was my main instrument. When I started out, I didn't get to start to singing till my days in Edinburgh. But back in the 20s and 30s, the benchmark for playing harmonica used to be mocking the dogs and mocking the trains, which was doing an imitation of the steam locomotive and then doing an imitation of a fox chase or a possum hunt, or, you know, the beagles running after, yapping away. Much like I'm doing now, yapping away. So, I'm going to play you a tune on a harmonica. It's called Whooping the Blues.
You want your mama?